Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So are we going to have a shutdown of the federal government or not? Seems like they're spending a heck of a lot of money. the solution to the shutdown is spend more money, of course. John Decker is the White House correspondent for Gray TV, and he joined for Gray TV, and he joins us now this morning. How are you, John?
I'm doing great, John. Welcome back to the United States of America.
Yep, for 3 days, and I leave for Italy tomorrow to take listeners on the listener's trip to Italy. Yeah, so maybe I'll run into the new prime minister of Italy when I'm over there, since we're both crazy right-wingers, supposedly, right? tell me, are we going to have a shutdown, do you think, of our federal government?
No, we won't. No, you're not going to have a shutdown in a midterm election year. Both parties recognize that would not be good for them, and so likely to get a continuing resolution to fund the government, likely until after the November midterm elections.
How far after, you think?
I don't know. I don't know what where those conversations are, but typically we see them kick the can down the road every time this time of year, and so sometimes you're kicking the can down the road a few times before you finally agree to fund the government for a full fiscal year.
Yeah, not the way to run a popsicle stand or a government, but that's what we're doing
these days.
What are people talking about? I saw headlines yesterday about huge additional money to Ukraine, and I'm loath to look into where all the money's going. I mean, is anybody really dissecting where the money has been spent so far and where the new spending would go for them?
Well, it's a great question. I don't know if anyone, as you put it, has dissected this, but you see bipartisan support for all of the funding to the Ukrainian military. And what have they done with it? They've done a lot of good things in terms of really taking the battle to the Russian military. Since the beginning of the war in Ukraine, back on February the 24th, Russia has lost 55 military fighter jets. And you can only do that with money. After all, Ukraine doesn't have any fighter jets, but these very sophisticated air defense systems have been quite effective in knocking down those Russian military fighter jets. So that's just one example. I could go through all the other things they've done in terms of armored personnel carriers and tanks, and also let's not forget all of the casualties that Russia has suffered since the beginning of this war, an estimated 15,000 according to the British defense minister. So the war is not going well for Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, it sounds like, based on the reporting, that they are on their back foot here. The question is, can Ukraine push them all the way down so that this thing ends, or does it drag on forever? And then, I mean, I hate to be the one to ask, but do we keep paying the bill? I mean, Ambassador Gilmore is on with us every week, and he says, hey, you know, you put the money in now, or you pay four times as much money when there's a world war and Russia's taking over all of Europe. And I respect Ambassador Gilmore's perspective on this. He was over there as the ambassador to this organization that advised on Europe. But, man, the money is just pouring out. And the other thing that's coming up is this loan forgiveness program. Does the bill keep growing for that? Are we adding anything?
No, just a new update from the Congressional Budget Office, and they are nonpartisan. You know, the original estimate coming from the Biden White House was $240 billion, with a B, billion dollars. Hmm. Nothing to sneeze at. Now the number is at $400 billion and pretty significant chunk of change. And, you know, you add that cost on top of the cost of the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed and signed by President Biden just a few weeks ago. This adds up. And, you know, I think that good questions in terms of how you pay for all of this. What does this mean to our deficit, our debt? And, you know, those are issues that will certainly be debated as we get into the midterms 6 weeks from today,
yeah.
Midterm election on November the 8th.
But what I don't understand, John, we're talking to John Decker, the White House correspondent for Gray TV, is the folks at NASA apparently are able to make sure we hit an asteroid that's just the size of the Statue of Liberty, which requires precision, one would think. Precision calculations to make sure that we hit the asteroid, right? But we are almost we're almost double the amount of money for the loan payment, and nobody seems to bat an eye at that miscalculation. What went wrong with the original calculation? This isn't Republicans floating a new number, is it? This is bipartisan or nonpartisan number?
Yeah, it's nonpartisan. I don't know. I don't know how they come forward with these new estimates.
Hmm.
That is an estimate that the Democrats and Republicans have typically relied on estimates coming from the CBO before, and I would imagine they're not going to take issue with this new estimate. You can't say, oh, they're right here, but they're wrong here. I mean, if you buy into them for certain estimates, I think you have to buy into them for everything that they come out with, including the cost of knocking off all of that student debt.
Yeah, maybe more people were bringing their bills. Hey, look at this. Pay this off for me. I want to ask you also about the January 6th committee. I mean, I assume that the White House is monitoring the work of the committee. Where does that stand now? Because they kind of, granted, I was in London, so maybe I missed some stuff, but it seemed like they went quiet for a little while.
Well, they did go quiet over the summer, but we will have another hearing, likely going to be the final hearing before the midterms of the January 6th committee. That will take place tomorrow, 1 o'clock Eastern time, likely will be broadcast on all the cable and broadcast networks.
Mm-hmm.
No witness list has been put out just yet. No schedule in terms of what the focus will be for this final hearing has been put out yet. My understanding is that it will focus on efforts by aides to former President Trump to overturn the results of the 2020 election. In fact, we're likely to see video of Roger Stone, a longtime ally of Donald Trump, months before the November 2020 election, indicating what it is that Republicans would do if indeed Donald Trump lost the Electoral College to overturn that result. So this is something that at least some allies of the former president were talking about even before the first vote was cast in the 2020 election.
What does the White House think? Has this negatively impacted Republicans this year? I mean, I think they could discuss the abortion issue and the economic issues and start parsing how different people feel about those particular issues. But has this really moved the needle in any way, we think?
I don't know. I we'll have to wait and see. Exit polling, what was the factor in your vote? But I have not seen any Senate candidates, for instance, focus on this particular issue in either party as it relates to what happened at the Capitol, the attack on the Capitol on January 6th of,
right.
of 2021.
Right.
I think there are other big issues that for most voters they're paying more attention to, jobs, economy, inflation, immigration, abortion. All of those things factor into how voters will vote on November the 8th and who will come out to vote on November the 8th.
Yeah. Well, remember, it was Carvel and Clinton who said it's the economy, stupid. And whenever whenever that's a problem, you better put it front and center. Hey, real quick before we go, and I always throw you a curveball and then I say, I'm sorry to throw you a curveball.
Have
we heard anything from the Supreme Court? I know you're an attorney. You covered the Supreme Court for a long time. Do we know any update on the search for the leaker? Speaking of the abortion ruling, where that is or if that's going to be announced in updated?
Yeah, I don't think you're ever going to find out who the person was that leaked that Supreme Court first draft. And so, you know, I mean, I could be surprised, but to me, you know, it's just one of those things where, yes, there's an investigation that was launched by the Chief Justice, John Roberts, but I don't think we're ever going to get firm answers in terms of who at the U.S. Supreme Court, whether it was a law clerk, whether it was a support staff, whether it was a justice who leaked that particular
You think he
document
wants
that,
to get to the bottom?
Oh, absolutely. Hmm. You know, you don't want a future leak of any opinions coming from the U.S. Supreme Court. Absolutely, you'd want to find out that information if you're the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. And, you know, the integrity of the Supreme Court is being questioned by a certain percentage of Americans. Yeah, I think he wants the answer to that.
Right.
Absolutely.
We'll keep watching. I'm hoping we can get to the bottom of that. But always enjoy talking to you. John Decker, the White House correspondent at Gray TV, live from the White House this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, I'll be watching this January 6th stuff with one eye open tomorrow, because this is the time where the surprises start dropping, right? And the fact that John says there's no witness list. Now, I'm not saying I give legitimacy to the surprises that the Democrats will come up with, because I think they're going to, point at a piece of paper on the ground and say, oh, my God, look, this is it. This is the smoking gun. This is the thing that proves that Republicans are all against America. When, if you were to ask me, I'd tell you, I think it's the exact opposite. I think the Democrats and their cronies who have buried themselves into the bureaucracy are the ones that have put us in great jeopardy. An insurrection, you had a rolling insurrection for 4 years when Trump was president, where people said, oh, we're the resistance. We refuse to do what the president says. I can't stand Joe Biden, can't stand his policies. But if you're employed within the federal government, your job is to implement the direction of the president of the United States and the elected officials as appointed by him. That's your job. I may not like it. It's one reason I can't take a federal job anymore, because I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to have to take direction from other people. But that's your job. And the fact that they didn't do that under Trump, some people should go to jail for it, in my opinion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.